Welcome everybody to another edition of Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. Tonight we'll be doing week number 3, week wrap of the SFL season, and week number 4 predictions. And tonight my host is Clint. How are you, Clint?
I'm good.
How was your weekend?
Very good. We've been good. Hanging in there. Can't complain.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. The weekend went fast, as usual. But it was a good weekend of football. Yesterday was, the LA game was surprising, but we'll get into that one. But let's get the plugs out of the way. Listen to our friends at DirtSheetDudes, mr.com/DirtSheetDudes every Wednesday night at 10 p.m. and every Friday night at 10 p.m. and every other Saturday for the Halloween hangouts and mr.com/DirtSheetDudes, that's Anthony and Bachman, and Smart, and listen to us every Friday night, either at 8 or 9 o'clock, and then every Sunday night, about 5 or 6 o'clock, probably 6, as we do NXT versus AEW Wednesday Night War. Next week, we'll probably be doing AEW predictions, recap from Revolution. Are you going to be off for that, Clint, for AEW? Are you working?
I'm not working Saturday night, but I will catch the replay when I get home.
Are you working next Sunday? I know. 2 weeks you're going to be at Chambers.
Yeah. I won't have my next week scheduled until the end of the week, so I don't know.
Okay. Just let us know, and you're always welcome. You know, you're welcome on the show, as always. You're one of the hosts, so. Let's get right into this. Did you watch both games on Saturday?
I saw the Tampa Bay game. I did see that.
And then you saw some of the. Because you messaged me before the Ferry fight.
Yeah.
You were gonna catch up on the Dallas game. I forgot that.
Yeah.
So what do you think of that fight?
The Von Wagner fight.
I figured
it was. So I haven't watched a Boston pay-per-view in over like a long time. I think since like the last Mayweather and what's his face? That was
Connor.
And Connor. Yeah, that was the last boxing match I saw. So yeah, it was good. I'm not surprised.
Yeah,
because I really stopped really following boxing that much. I just fall for like the big pay-per-view. If everybody's talking about it, then yeah, I'll go and I'll stream it and watch it. But
exactly.
The fight was okay.
Yeah, I mean, next stop for Fury is probably WrestleMania against Braun Strowman. So I don't know if he's gonna show up tonight, but it wouldn't surprise me if he showed up tonight. I mean, they would draw ratings because he just won, so. Be smart if he showed up tonight, but we'll see. Okay, let's get right into this. So what were your thoughts on the Houston game? I thought this was the game of the week, probably the game of the year so far, the way it went back and forth. I thought it was the game of the year.
I won't call it the game of the week, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's two things I have a problem with, because I was a big fan of Tampa Bay, all
mm-hmm.
because of like the whole. So Tampa Bay really let me down.
Yeah,
they're really like one call to let me down. Houston,
I still like them, but
my favorite because of PJ Walker, him and Cam Phillips, a 1-2 combination. I think that nobody can ever touch.
And Cam Phillips is amazing. He has, what, like 8 touchdowns now?
Yeah. just as much. Those two together combined from just as many touchdowns as behind what combined for just as many touchdowns as everybody else in the whole league offensively scoring touchdowns.
Yeah, he.
I mean, P.J. Walker led the XFL in touchdowns with 8, followed by D.C., who was in the lead by himself, scored 8 touchdowns. D.C. together as a whole team scored 8 touchdowns. So
exactly.
P.J. Walker.
Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has 20 receptions, 324, and 7 touchdowns. He's averaging 15.2 yards a catch. I don't get how NFL teams passed up on this guy. He looks like a star out there.
Well, I think that's one reason what the XFL is made for. It's for people who did not make the NFL but are going to actually make a name for themselves here to probably get either booted up or make the XFL a great competition for the NFL altogether.
Exactly. If he ever wanted to go back to the NFL, I mean, I think he would be nice on the Eagles. I think he's a good. Granted, this is that. When did he ever get a chance in the NFL?
I think so. You gotta realize P.J. Walker came from the Colts. He was He got cut by the Colts, so and it wasn't for Andrew Luck in his spot.
And
Luck was the one that got him the job
for the SFL game. And he went to Temple. I don't know if he's a local guy, but is he a local guy? Let's see. Is it Philip Walker? Yeah. Philip Walker. Do you know if he's a local guy?
I don't know if he's a local guy.
Let's see. He's not technically a local guy. He's from Elizabeth, New Jersey, where the Macho Man was from. So he is kind of a local guy because he's from New Jersey. So that's pretty cool to see a local guy like him to see it in football, in SFL. But right now, we both can agree that he is the runaway winner of MVP right now. Because the way that Cadillac Jones played in this game.
Yeah.
So what do you see from Tampa Bay that impressed you?
I'll say more like team chemistry impressed me more. Knowing that you could finally get an offensive touchdown and held on.
I know.
I really thought it was going to blow him out.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Stopping Tampa Bay is their offense. They're still like rated number one in defense. It's just their offense. They have no support because they're having two quarterbacks play at the same time.
Yeah, is Aaron Murray still injured, or is he not they just benched him? Aaron Murray is still their best quarterback. Oh, he's still injured?
Yeah, he's still injured, from what I understand.
Okay. Yeah, both.
Right now, they're finding a quarterback, and that's why they're doing a rotation quarterback during the game, which doesn't really make any sense.
Yeah, a lot of people. A lot of fans don't like that because I am in the Tampa Bay Vipers group, and there's a lot of fans that don't like that, and it can get rebellious. And you have to at some point you have to choose a quarterback unless Aaron Murray comes back within the next 2 weeks, which he might. and then you give it back to Aaron Murray, but doing a quarterback carousel like this is not good for either quarterback because you're going to ruin the chemistry, the rhythm of the quarterback. Because there was a play, a fourth down, they could have used Flowers instead of they used the other guy, and then they didn't convert, and that's how they lost. It was because they were down 7 points, and they could have got a touchdown if they used Flowers, but they chose not to.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, yeah. Like you said, it's true. I mean, everything from Tampa Bay problems to me is from the offensive standpoint. Their defense is still, like, ranked towards the top. The offense is holding them down.
Yeah, if they can get their offense together. They play DC next, which... From what DC played, the way the DC played, they can't beat DC. I mean, DC looked like they were lost yesterday, but we'll get to that one in a little bit. We have any more things to say about this game? Positive or about Houston?
I enjoyed Houston. I mean, everybody looked great. I'm really looking forward to the Houston-Dallas game next week. That's one thing I'm looking forward to.
Oh, that's next week?
That's next week.
Is that next week already?
Yeah, they play twice.
Four. Houston. Yeah. That's a 4 o'clock game on... Yep, that's a 4 o'clock game on FS1 in Dallas. That's going to be a good game. I think that could be the preview of the playoff matchup between the two.
Yeah.
Houston and Dallas are probably the two best teams in the West. So this could be a preview of the West Championship.
Or Western playoffs. You don't know.
Exactly.
We can't.
Let's see what's next.
We got Dallas. The Dallas game. The Renegades taking on the Dragon.
I thought this game was okay. I mean, the Dragons gave it their all, and they just couldn't score points. And Dallas just found a way to get that extra touchdown, and they held on for the victory. Seattle's one of those teams that they're average in offense and average in defense. They're an average team. I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I think they're going to probably finish 500. That's the way I see from Seattle. And then as far as Dallas, Dallas has bounced back from their week one loss to St. Louis.
No. It tells you that having one guy, I mean, Landry Jones still is not like the Landry 100%. Jones on. I don't think Landry Jones is living up to the hype of everybody thought that he was going to be.
No.
I think what's aiding Dallas is what's making Dallas look so well is their run game with Curtis Harris Payne.
Yeah. Would you say he's the best running back in the league right now?
I would say so.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't use him more in the first game, but I guess having Daniel Jones is behind centers. I guess the leadership of him is why I think their offense has risen. But what are your thoughts on Dallas more?
Okay, I figure that Dallas is more of a running team. I mean, Landry Jones has it, but if they want to seem more pass happy, which they're really not.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell by the two picks that Landry Jones has been throwing for the last couple of games. He's been in, and especially the one without. I mean, but the run game has been like savior of that team.
He has 4 touchdowns, 4 interceptions in 2 games. So that's not good. I mean, he has 578 yards. He has an 87.4 quarterback rating, which is okay, I guess. But in his 2 games, he's 58 for 81, 72%. He's rushed for 4 times for 13 yards. So I mean, he's been okay. Can he be better? Of course. What do you see from Seattle that you didn't or you liked?
Seattle, I would think. There's nothing really about Seattle I really like or love. I mean, the defense helped through. I mean, they feed off the home crowd well, like they proved, but Seattle still has a way to go. Especially when it comes to defensive wise. I mean, but any team you play when you're like this Dallas Renegades team, if you allow Dallas to run the ball like they do, all teams are going to wear down.
Exactly.
That's what running the ball does. You wear your defense down to the point that you either let them run or not.
I totally agree with that. As I said, I think Seattle is going to probably finish 500 or below. They're not there yet. I think they need a better quarterback, and they probably need more weapons. They'll get there sometime, maybe next year. But what's the next? You have any more thoughts on this game?
No. It's going to be a really interesting preview next week. I think it's probably one of the games I'm looking forward to most. Like I said, the Dallas-Houston game. Well, at least it be.
Yep. Yeah, and the games next Sunday are late because it's 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock instead of 3 and 6. So the next game we go to wasn't much of a game, but it was St. Louis returning to St. Louis, football returning to St. Louis for the first time since the Rams left in 2015, I believe, right?
Yeah, 2015. Yeah.
2015?
Yeah, 2015.
Yeah.
The last home game.
Yep. Last home game. Yeah, the last. I'm trying to. Hold on. Yeah. And then 2015, the St. Louis football returned for the first time since December 2015 when they beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And, they play the New York Guardians. The Guardians look like crap. After their first game, they look like just complete crap. It seemed like they just turned the corner and became horrible. Their offense is horrible. Their defense is horrendous. What do you see from this game from New York It's not good.
New York is just a pure just don't have no team chemistry. I mean, make you figure that the game that they played against Tampa Bay was a fluke.
Yeah. Or was Tampa Bay just that bad?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. Tampa Bay wasn't prepared when he played New York the first week. Were they not ready? It seems like New York Guardians or whatnot. That was a fluke compared to how this New York game was.
They're using 3 quarterbacks. They used 3 different quarterbacks on Sunday. Did he get benched or was he injured?
I'm not sure, but I'm like looking at these numbers from the games that I didn't really watch to like the Sunday games that much. But just looking at the numbers, it's just like and then Matt McGloin's attitude towards the game, like he wasn't a big fan of play calling in DC last week. He was belittling the coaches, the team. He wanted everything. I mean,
yeah.
I don't think he's the right fit for this guy, for this team whatsoever.
Yeah, I think him saying that, this team has gone downhill since he said that. You notice that? I mean, they weren't playing great in the first half against DC, but since he said that, it's like chemistry is not there anymore. Because he threw the coach under the bus. He basically threw coaches under the bus.
The whole team. Yeah. And then again, you're also going to hostile territory. Like you could have seen it coming a mile away. You're going to a football return in St. Louis. You saw the first ever kick return for a touchdown in the XFL.
Exactly.
It's like hostile territory.
Oh yeah, I agree with that. And I think St. Louis is a team to watch for in the East. They're in the East, right? Yeah, in the East.
Yeah, they're in the East.
They could be the second best. They are the second best team in the East, so they can give DC a run for their money. Don't be surprised if St. Louis somehow ends up in the championship, because I can see them riding this story, football back in St. Louis and all that. So I like the St. Louis team. I mean, besides Tampa Bay, they were my other team I liked. So I like Matt Jones. I think between him and Payne, I think those are probably the two best running backs in the league. I like their quarterback. So what are your thoughts on St. Louis besides them returning to St. Louis?
I think I'm a big fan of their offense. I mean, they're learning every day. Their offense seems to get better and better each week.
Yeah. I think their quarterback is probably the second best quarterback in the league. So I think they're...
I mean, they're well-balanced all around their offense. The defense is up there, and defense know how to hold teams down.
Exactly. Now, would you say, after this week, would you say they're the second-best team in the league after what we saw from D.C.? Or was that just the D.C.?
I will say third. I'll give DC another week. Ask me that next week. Let's put it that way. Give me another week. Ask me that question next week. I'll have more. But yeah, I will still have St. Louis as my third. I mean, DC going across coast to LA, and LA getting football back again. That was wild.
It's funny that
like two hostile territory games.
Exactly. It's funny that LA has three football teams. They don't even support the other two football teams.
Yeah.
And then New York has three football teams too. So
technically, you only have one. Jersey has the other two.
Wait. Oh yeah. New York. Yeah. Yeah, did you see Philadelphia might get a team? I don't know how old that tweet was, but Philadelphia might get a team.
Yeah.
I hope Philadelphia gets a team soon. We talked about that, a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
They could get a team.
Yeah.
I mean, if they ever got a team, I think Nick Foles should be the quarterback. Why not?
Yeah. Anything can happen in the XFL, so.
Exactly. If you have any more thoughts on that game, besides not much to say about New York, so besides what we said.
It is not a well-organized team, I'll tell you one thing. If the SFL does come back with these teams, I do know one thing. New York or Tampa Bay might have the first overall pick.
Yeah, I think it's going to be New York. Let's see. The DC Defenders versus LA Wildcats.
Oh, yeah,
I
saw that. Yeah,
yeah,
that was just a complete letdown.
Yeah, this was a disappointing game. I mean, I knew DC was in trouble because I thought they would win and cover the spread, but I didn't think they would get humiliated like this. They lost in every aspect of the game, every level of the game. Special teams, offense, defense. It's like they left everything in D.C. and then they didn't show up. And L.A. just came out like they played their best game of the season. I guess playing the best.
Yeah, one of the best teams in SFL.
Yeah, exactly. And they got up for that. And everybody was talking about D.C. I guess they put that on the board and they wrote that, hey, nobody's talking about us. Everybody's talking about D.C. So they played that card and it worked out in their favor. So what do you think went wrong with D.C.? Was it just their first road trip?
I think being away from the road is gonna. That's why I say just give me one more week. So that was their first road game. I at least say that St. Louis won a home and away game.
Yeah, and Dallas won two road games.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they play Tampa Bay next week, so we'll see that. What impressed you from LA point of view?
I'll say the quarterback play.
Josh Johnson. Yeah. He was money. 18 for 25, 72% percentage, 278 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions.
Yeah.
Right? That's pretty good.
Yeah, and the biggest disappointment I'll say looking at this is Lombard Jones from D.C. 4 picks.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, before this week he was in MVP discussion. I don't know about after this week unless he bounces back from this. But 4 picks is not good. Ain't going to get anything going. They got their last touchdown, in the last minute of the game.
Yeah,
it wasn't a good day for DC. They got their hands handed to them. Now they know how it feels when they beat up the New York and who did they play the first game?
They didn't really beat up on Seattle.
Oh, yeah, they did. They beat up on New York, so they shut them out, and I guess maybe they got a little cocky. Maybe this will wake them up and say, hey, we're not as good as we thought we were.
Hopefully.
But we'll find out next week. Want to get into the predictions?
Yeah, we'll get into predictions.
I think we only have like 15 minutes, so.
Yeah.
First game next week is LA traveling cross country. LA is flying cross country this time and playing the New York Guardians. So how do you think a West Coast team is going to do flying cross country all the way to the other side of the coast?
I will say this. They will beat the Mets out of New York. I don't see New York doing nothing.
Yeah.
I'm going to go by this. That Tampa Bay game was a fluke, and it's starting to show.
Yeah. There's no chemistry in the team. There's no leadership in the team. And the quarterback is throwing people under the bus. It's never good. So, yeah, I'm going to say LA wins this game, and it's not even close. I'm going to assume they're going to be the favorite in this, but who knows. We're both taking LA.
Yeah, I'm going with LA.
Seattle versus St. Louis is the second game on Saturday. Second home game for St. Louis. Seattle, not flying cross-country, but they're flying Midwest, so it's not too much of a travel. But I think St. Louis is just too good. As I said, they're probably the third best team, maybe second best team in the SFL. We'll find out after next week.
St. Louis and D.C. are tied for first place in the East, 2-1 apiece.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. And they play next week.
But,
week five.
Yeah. So, St. Louis.
But,
yeah. So, they are in first place, technically, over this. They hold the tiebreaker over D.C.
How do the tiebreakers work? Oh, yeah, head-to-head. Yeah.
Well, no, they didn't play. See, the tiebreakers work in the SFL is they go head-to-head, which they haven't played yet. But the next goal is the net touchdown for all the games together. DC better hold a touchdown advantage over DC, which gives them first place.
Okay.
And then you have the total points of a head-to-head matchup is the third way. The best win-loss percentage in the games played within the division, the chance for victory, the best ratings, and then push comes to a coin toss.
Hopefully we don't get to that point. But are you both taking St. Louis here? I'm taking St. Louis. Are you taking St. Louis?
Yeah, I want to take St. Louis in this.
Yeah. I think it'll be a fun game. And then the game of the week, probably the most anticipated game of the season so far. Houston and Dallas.
The first game of the
Texas rivalry. I'm gonna go out on a limb. I'm gonna say Dallas wins the first one, and here in Houston, their first loss.
I'm gonna go with Houston in this one. This is actually a coin toss. I won't be surprised if this game goes in overtime, which I'm really hoping it does, because I'm really hoping to see an overtime game again.
That's why I was hoping Tampa Bay was going to tie against Houston. They would go to overtime. That would have been awesome. But, yeah, I think this is going to be the game of the week. Maybe the year. We'll see. But I think I'm taking Dallas in the close one. Maybe, as you said, maybe overtime. So it's going to be a toss-up. But it's going to be a fun game. I take Dallas.
Yeah.
And then the final game of the weekend from Tampa Bay, it's DC Defenders traveling to Tampa Bay at 7:00 on ESPN2. That's ESPN2, folks, not ESPN this week. I don't know why it's not on ESPN, but that must be something else.
College basketball. You got to realize March Madness going on.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We'll talk about that soon. We can do some picks for that on our shows. I'm gonna take Tampa Bay to win their first game. I think they're due for a win. They showed a lot in their first game, their first home game against Houston, where they almost pulled it off. I liked what I saw, but I do not like the quarterback carousel. I think they need to find a quarterback, unless Aaron Murray comes back. You need to pick a quarterback. I would choose Flowers. If but I think he's more than that. More, I think he's a better overall quarterback where he can run. So I would choose him. But we'll see. I'm going to take Tampa Bay in a close one to get their first win.
Yeah, I'm going to actually go with DC. I can't. I mean, DC was just that was a little stepping stone. I'll give you have a pass. I'll give you a pass over LA. But I don't expect them to go to Tampa Bay and get destroyed like they got.
I don't know. I think all these games could be close besides the LA game. I think three of these four games are going to be close. I'm hoping. But we'll see. You have any final thoughts before we head out, Cliff?
No, I don't have any final thoughts this week. I'm just glad that I'm enjoying Super Bowl in the spring.
Yep, exactly. It was a good week of football. NFL is heading to the fourth week, almost a month in. Looking like a good league. Having fun watching these games and talking about it every Monday with him, with you, Cliff. And we'll be back next week. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Cliff.
You're welcome.
And let me know if you're going to be on Sunday.
Yeah, I'll let you know.
For our show. You have a good week. I'll talk to you later in the week. Everybody have a safe and happy week. And we'll talk to you on Friday. Thank you.
All right. Later.
Bye.
Later. Bye.